Hello and welcome to the NLCC Holy Week Reflections Podcast. My name is Darcy and I am so glad you're here as we journey together day by day, reflecting on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and walking together as a church through Holy Week from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday. Each day we'll take just a few minutes to pause, hear from Scripture, reflect, and close with a word of prayer. Our hope is that these daily devotionals will help speak into your life each day this week, and that we might together be that much more ready to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. Today's Palm Sunday reflection comes from Carrie Smith, our family ministries pastor, and it's called A Different Kind of King.
Matthew 21:6-11. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut palm branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus." Palm Sunday celebrates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But exactly what triumph are we celebrating? Jesus and his disciples had come to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, a celebration of how God had saved his people from slavery in Egypt. Hundreds of thousands of people were there, many of whom were hoping that Jesus would be too. They had heard of his many miracles and were starting to believe that he was the promised Messiah that they had been waiting for. At the time, the Romans ruled over God's people, and they longed for the Messiah to ride in like a warrior king and save them from this enemy, like they had been saved from Egypt in the past. They envisioned a king who would come with a sword and make Israel the leader of all nations. We see this hope in the way they chose to welcome Jesus into the city that day. As he approached, they cut palm branches and laid them on the roads, and waved them over him. Throughout Jewish history, palm branches had been used to celebrate and symbolize pride and patriotism. It represented victory. As the people filled Jesus' path with palm fronds, they were recognizing him as their king come to save them. This is highlighted by their cry, "Hosanna," which means "save us." They were celebrating the triumph that they believed Jesus was about to bring them. However, while the people laid down their prideful palm branches, Jesus rode somberly on a humble donkey. Luke 19:41-42 says, "As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes." You see, in the Bible times, a donkey symbolized humility and peace. Jesus rode on a donkey that day to show his people that while he was indeed their true king, he came to bring peace. His mission was not what they had hoped. He had come to restore the broken relationship between people and God. He didn't come to free them from Rome, but to free them from slavery to sin. He didn't come to elevate them over other people, but to unite all people under the name of the one true King, Jesus. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people did not understand what they were celebrating. But we know that we celebrate Jesus as King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So let us lay down our pride and cry out Hosanna. Let us celebrate Jesus' triumph over sin and death. Let us rejoice that we are welcomed into the people of God. Let us be grateful that his way is higher than our way. And as we move beyond Easter, let us remember to seek his kingdom come. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came not as a conquering king, but as a humble servant. On this Palm Sunday, we celebrate his victory over sin and death. paving the way for our salvation. Help us to live in gratitude for his sacrifice, reflecting his love and grace in all that we do. Amen.